Manx Radio's update with Christian Jones.
Faster my good afternoon. It's 5 o'clock on Monday, the 18th of August. I'm Christian Jones, and this is Update. Welcome into 30 minutes of all the latest news, sport and travel, compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's newsroom. On the way tonight, an MHK has described social media as not a safe platform for politicians. Meanwhile, photographers on the island have captured sightings of Atlantic bluefin tuna in Manx waters, and we'll have all the happenings with the Manx Grand Prix. All those stories and more on the way for you. If you want to comment on anything you hear tonight, text WhatsApp to 166 177 or email to studio@manxradio.com. First of all, though, let's get the latest with Siobhan Fletcher. Faster my, Siobhan.
The second qualifying session of the 2025 Manx Grand Prix is due to take place this evening. Both the Junior Super Twin and Senior Super Sport classes are due to have time out on the Snaefell Mountain course. Roads around the course are due to close at 6 o'clock and will reopen no later than 9. An MHK says the pace of work by this administration has been very frustrating compared to the last government. Douglas Central member Anne Collett says the revolving door of ministers and a churn of chief officers has impacted progress.
You're going out for election in 12 months' time with the same issues as you stood on the doorstep with last time, and that is hard.
Parking has been suspended on Somerset Road in Douglas until next Monday because of a gas leak. The restriction issued by the Department of Infrastructure applies to all vehicles, including residents. An advisor has been appointed by the Department of Infrastructure in the hopes of solving the island's issue with coal tar. His presence has held up a number of projects on the island, including the construction of a roundabout at Balthane in Ballasalla to link the existing road with the new bypass. Infrastructure Minister Michelle Haywood explains why they're needed.
It is going to be specialist contractor to come over and to treat it for us to make sure that it's properly mixed and properly encapsulated.
And the Manx Whale and Dolphin Watch says Atlantic bluefin tuna appear to be making a comeback in Manx waters after commercial fishing all but wiped them out in Britain in the 1960s. It's after photographers captured an image of one chasing prey off the coast of Marine Drive. Further afield, Sir Keir Starmer has laid out his terms for a peace deal in Ukraine as he's headed to Washington DC for crunch talks.
We've got to get this right. We've got to make sure there is peace, that it is lasting peace, and that it is fair and that it is just.
European leaders are gathering in a show of support for Volodymyr Zelensky as he prepares to meet Donald Trump at the White House. A senior Hamas official has told Sky News that the group has agreed to the latest ceasefire hostage deal, and around 2,000 soldiers are now helping to fight wildfires in the northwestern region of Spain. There are your headlines. I'll be back with your news at 6.
Good reminder. Thank you very much for that, Siobhan.
Revving up for the Manx Grand Prix races. Your local Tesco has barbecue mains, celebration drinks, camping essentials and much more. Tesco. Every little helps.
Let's take a look at the weather now, brought to you by Manx Glass and Glazing. Dry with bright and sunny spells to end the day, with light winds settling northeast this evening. Largely dry overnight, with turning cloudy later as we go on. Winds becoming a moderate easterly, at minimum temperatures of 13 to 14 degrees Celsius overnight. Tomorrow, though, will be mostly dry and rather cloudy, although some bright or sunny spells may break through at times. Light to moderate east or northeast winds and highs of 20 degrees Celsius.
Manx Glass and Glazing can supply and install single, double and triple glazing. Call 674 573 or visit the showroom on the Snugbra Trading Estate.
Simply Income Protection from Kestrel Insurance, a choice of benefits. Simple underwriting and peace of mind with a regular income for up to 2 years if you're unable to work due to illness or injury. Kestrel Insurance is registered with the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority.
Carpetland, the carpet specialist with the island's best value carpets in stock, often fitted within a week. Furnitureland, for three-piece suites, dining and living room furniture, and a selection of amazing beds. Carpetland and Furnitureland, West Street, Ramsey.
Manx Mobility and Onken have it all. Daily living aids, wide-fitting shoes, Rise recliners, beds and scooters, including lightweight and airline-approved models. Call in and see how our expert team can make your life easier. Manx Mobility at the top of Summer Hill.
The exclusive Kärcher store is open, with thousands of products, accessories and parts in stock. For Kärcher sales and service, Hersham Electrical, Shipyard Industrial Estate, Ramsey.
You're listening to the Isle of Man's quintessential daily news and current affairs roundup. Update on Manx Radio.
5 minutes past five, this is Manx Radio's update. Welcome to the programme. We'll start with the Manx Grand Prix. Police are reminding people not to fly drones over closed roads. It's after officers arrested someone for flying one near the Craigna Bar just 2 hours into the first road closure yesterday. Drones do pose a risk to the aircraft being used, and operating one actually is a criminal offence that can carry a sentence of up to 5 years in prison. Sergeant Lee Wright is from the Roads Policing Unit.
So for the wider constabulary, there's a little bit of a tweaks for MGP, but it's not like it is for TT where the whole policing model changes. But for the Roads Policing Unit, we basically use the same model that we do use in TT because our focus is on the roads, which are busier with visitors and bikes, etc. So we increase the size of our unit again. We do longer shifts and work our rest days, and we are positioned around the course across on the mountain and the lower sections of the course as well, which is where we'll be doing some speed enforcement. So we just want to re-emphasise that, just respect the speed limits in the towns and villages, which is where they are. Obviously, there are de-restricted sections on the mountain and stuff, but just ride within your limits when you're on the mountain, and don't forget that it's two-way during MGP, unlike TT. So yeah, so two-way on the mountain, don't forget. It's an iconic bit of road that everyone wants to go on, but just know your limits, obey the rules of the road, and as I said, just don't forget it's two-way up there.
And don't take your bicycles!
Exactly, yes. There is no cycling on the mountain from now, starting on Friday up until the 1st of September, 4:30 p.m. It's for everyone's safety. There's obviously increased risk there with busier traffic up there, so that's why it is in place. We're not the fun police. We're trying to keep people safe.
Qualifying was underway yesterday. We'll be back again this evening from 6 p.m. What do people need to be aware of once those roads are closed and the qualifying is on?
Listen to the marshals. Don't go on the closed roads until they are open. You are committing an offence if you do go on closed roads. And also, no flying of drones around the circuit during race and qualifying periods. Someone already did that yesterday and has been arrested, so that's ongoing at the minute. So just want to re-emphasise that. Listen to the marshals, don't go on closed roads, and don't be flying your drones. Around the circuit and roads are closed. They put a lot of the no waiting cones that go out. They are all enforced by temporary road orders, which means it is illegal to park there, so you will be ticketed or your cars will be moved. Again, they're there for safety, because in case services need to get access to the course if there's an incident, or if there's an incident within the course that's not to do with racing, we need to get people inside, and that's why things like the access road, etc., etc., have all the no waiters. So please obey them, because it keeps people safe.
The political member for Motorsport has made a plea for Isle of Man residents to come out and support the Manx Grand Prix. This year, as you're probably aware, there's an extended schedule for the event, including the Classic TT, following feedback from visitors and residents alike. Douglas South member Sarah Maltby says they've listened but now need people to support.
This year we've got the Manx Grand Prix followed by the Classic TT, a fortnight of fun. We listened, you wanted it, we got it, you've got it, brought it back. The team and the Motorsport Division are working flat out to make sure that both events can be provided and meet people's expectations. Fans, visitors, residents who aren't so keen on these kind of events, but we are trying our best to try and keep everybody happy. Not always easy. However, we need you to get behind us. We need you to come out and support both events. We need you to come out and sit on those hedges, come up the grandstand, support the riders who, for our entertainment, are putting themselves on the mountain course to provide world-class racing. And I can't thank the riders enough, the teams who make the effort to come to the island to be able to provide this world-class event, which is also, let's not forget, one of our most important events because it feeds into the TT as well as into other professional events for the competitors. So please, I'm asking you, let's get behind it, let's stay positive. You see it everywhere else. They're losing their way a little bit, but we're going from strength to strength, and that only happens because we've got people who really care and passionate about the event. So thank you so much. I appreciate everybody for what you do. And yeah, here's to a successful, safe Manx Grand Prix and Classic TT 2025.
You're listening to the Isle of Man's quintessential daily news and current affairs roundup. Update on Manx Radio.
10 past 5 on Manx Radio's update. Interested to know what your thoughts on this one. Text WhatsApp to 166 177. An MHK says politicians have to be careful when using social media, describing it as not a safe platform. Golf member Andrew Smith says current Tynwald members have been targeted by fake accounts and emails. Several MHKs and MLCs use platforms like Facebook and X to interact with Manx residents. While Mr Smith says there can be benefits to being accessible online, he warns that replying to members of the public can create issues too.
During the recess, there's still a lot of things to continue moving forward.
Do you think possibly the Tynwald questioners and Keyes questioners have become a victim of their own success because there's so much made of that in the media and on social media that when it stops, all of a sudden the assumption is that work has stopped.
Yeah. Well, that probably creates a bit of a vacuum to a certain extent. Think, well, okay, there's nothing happening. Social media may be quiet, although not always. I'm not a great engager with social media because, sadly, from my perspective, and I think one or two of others also experienced it recently, and you'll have seen that on your own website, in one of our members had an email sent, fake email on their behalf. I've received another one from a purported member from somebody else, and I'm just thinking, well, you know, it's not a safe platform. And people can often blast off on social media, and then if you respond the next minute, the comment's gone and there's no redress. I just think it can be, there's a place for it, but I believe that it can be a bit of you're in a bit of a dichotomy as to say, well, okay, well, I'll engage with this, but then it can backfire on you. So I think there is a time and a place to use that, but I think there's other channels that can be just as easily used.
That's Golf MHK Andrew Smith speaking to Phil Gorn. Now, environmental leaders from across the British Isles will gather in the Isle of Man next month for their 25th anniversary Inter-Island Environment Meeting. It's the first time the Congress, to be hosted at the Villa Marina, has been held outside of the Channel Islands. The theme this year is Collaboration for Greater Impact and reflects a growing momentum to build alliances across sectors to address what's described as the twin climate and biodiversity crisis. Manx Wildlife Trust Chief Executive Graham Makepeace Warne says it's a prestigious coup for the island.
It's absolutely amazing. We're so proud to be hosting it. The event started in 2020 in the Channel Islands, and the conservation NGOs, non-governmental organisations, governments, charities have developed this event over the years, and it's been a really successful event that brings together conservationists, government workers, scientists, really to share data, share information and come up with best practice around how best to look after our natural environments in an island setting, which, as we all know, is different to a lot of other places. We're really, really proud to have it coming to the Isle of Man for its 25th anniversary. Really, conservationists need to listen to business and understand what businesses want in order to deliver on their ESG, their environmental, social and governance, and then adapt to the work that they're doing, not change it, but adapt it so that it fits in with those requirements, and therefore they're more likely to get funding to help them do the great work that they're doing. And so we've carried that through to IAM 25, which is next month at Villa Marina, and we're actually adding an extra day. So historically, IAM is a two-day event with talks on the first day and the morning of the second day, and then excursions on the afternoon of the second day, where they get to go around the Isle of Man and see some of the great habitats and environment that we have to offer here. What we're doing this year is we're adding a third day on the Friday, which is specifically designed to bring conservationists and businesses together to really discuss how we can work together for the benefit of both people and nature.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre.
Well, let's take a look on the roads. Naturally, qualifying for the Manx Grand Prix continues this evening. The course is due to be closing at 6 o'clock, reopening no later than 9. Elsewhere in Peel, a short stretch of Glenfaber Road is closed until the 14th of September, 24 hours a day. That's near the new sewage treatment plant for installation of a new water main, and traffic is being diverted via the Patrick Road and St John's. Elsewhere, Castletown, temporary lights on Victoria Road near the entrance to the railway station for bus stop improvement works, and near Foxdale, temporary lights on the shoulder road, that's at the Southborough Plantation for tree works. And we'll take a look in Ramsey. Temporary lights on the Andrus Road, that's near the Grove Museum, 24 hours a day for substation work. And also something to be aware of that's just come through in the last 45 minutes or so. Parking has been suspended on Somerset Road in Douglas. That's until next Monday because of a gas leak. And the restriction applies to all vehicles, including residents. Take a look down at the steam packet. Everything's looking good over there. We'll look at the airport. A few things to be aware of. We'll start on the arrivals board. The 7:25 Loganair from Edinburgh delayed until 7:45. On the departures board, the 5:20 Aer Lingus to Dublin not due to take off until 5:45. And the 7:55 Loganair to Edinburgh, minor delay there too, not due out until 8:15.
Ask how you can spread the cost interest-free at Keyside.
This August, we're celebrating National Coffee Month with our new competition, Latte Legends. If, like us, you can't function without your daily dose of caffeine, play along for your chance to win a Manx Radio travel mug and a coffee voucher, which you can use to fill your mug at any EVF outlet. All you have to do is check our Facebook page each Monday morning and identify the Latte Legend, a mystery music legend in latte art. Text your answer to 166177, starting with the word coffee, and every Friday afternoon, Chris Quirk will reveal the answer and three winners. Latte Legends with Ellen Van and Fuels and your nation station, Manx Radio.
Isle of Man's quintessential daily news and current affairs roundup. Update on Manx Radio.
16 minutes past five on Manx Radio's update. This time next year, the House of Keys will have been dissolved and will be just weeks away from the general election. Time goes fast. The government has just published its quarterly update on its island plan, but with 12 months to go for this administration, has enough been achieved? Douglas Central's Anne Corlett is in her second term as an MHK and believes progress has been slow compared to her first 5 years in Tynwald.
I am frustrated with the speed that government's moving at. It is very frustrating, and I didn't feel like this during the last administration. I came out positive. Maybe we'd had COVID. It was a really difficult time and we were all looking forward to something better. But I do feel frustrated this time. You're going out for election in 12 months' time with the same issues as you stood on the doorstep with last time. And that is hard. It does seem quite divided at the moment, doesn't it? And it's difficult, isn't it? Because we've had a comb-in where people have been in and out. And every time somebody comes out, whether it's their own choice or not, essentially you've got somebody discontented then sitting on the backbench that isn't going to take the comb in line, no matter what, in some cases. So I think also that revolving door of ministers that we've had has not helped, really, because for me, every time you lose a minister as chief minister, you're kind of creating an enemy. And there's been quite a bit of churn in chief officers too. You know, we've still got some interim ones. I don't think that helps insofar as planning ahead and feeling secure. And also, I mean, I think too, the creation of the extra minister to 10 in Comin, I'm not behind that really, because I think the balance is very fine as it is with only 24 members. And, you know, to build the power base of Comin one further, I don't think is the right thing to do.
Anne Corlett speaking there, and Manx Radio has approached the government for a response. Nothing back yet, though. Now, an advisor has been appointed by the Department of Infrastructure in the hopes of solving the island's issue with coal tar. Its presence has held up a number of projects on the island, including the construction of a roundabout at Balfane in Ballasalla to link the existing road with the new bypass. But after £40,000 worth of funding was approved by Treasury, a dedicated advisor is now in post. Infrastructure Minister Michelle Hayward explains why they're needed.
Coal tar has got polynuclear aromatic hydrocarbons in it, PAHs for short. PAHs are kind of a bit of a bane of our lives, really. They are pretty carcinogenic compounds anyway, and in coal tar waste they're found in high concentrations. So it means if you disturb areas with coal tar in, or coal tar where it's mixed in with asphalt, if you disturb that and create that into dust, then you're starting to put people at risk. Our relationship with coal tar has shifted somewhat over the years. You're right, we haven't known what to do with it necessarily, but we do now have a solution that's been worked up. The department's currently holding around about 1,000 tonnes of coal tar waste that's come out from under various road projects, and we've got that in licence licensed storage. DEFA has to license us to store it. We're pretty much up to capacity on that storage now, and we know that that's holding up a number of other jobs. Shifting it off island was considered. However, you need a transfrontier shipment because it's a hazardous material, and that becomes massively expensive, and finding somewhere else to process it and deal with it became very expensive as well. So we've managed to find a solution that deals with it here on island, which means that we will be treating it, we'll be encapsulating it, and then we'll be using it as a substitute for the base layers in road construction.
So in effect, it becomes an asset, does it?
It becomes it's an expensive asset to achieve. You know, we'd be better off repurposing sort of building rubble into aggregate than we would trying to do this. It is going to be specialist contractor to come over and to treat it for us to make sure that it's properly mixed and properly encapsulated. But then it'll go under a road and it'll be out of the way, and we'll be putting it under roads where there's no services and no prospect that anyone's going to need to
as
go near
Balfane.
It and dig it up. Balfane is the first location that we'll be able to use for this. Yeah.
But it's going to take a while, I suppose, while the preparation work is made before the roundabout can be put in place and everything put in order.
Well, we've already got the stored waste anyway. We have a location at which we're going to be able to set up the plant in order to process it. So that can start. And then as we start to dig out from Balfane roundabout and dig that waste out, that'll be fed into the treatment as well. So it'll be a part of a rolling programme that'll take a couple of months to achieve.
Infrastructure Minister Michelle Hayward speaking with John Moss there.
Get the full story. Tune in to Manx Radio's newscast for in-depth interviews behind the headlines. Find the newscast now at manxradio.com or your usual podcast provider.
Now, photographers on the island have captured images of a very rare sight for Manx waters. This is an Atlantic bluefin tuna. Pavel Gochinski and Brian Liggins spotted one from Marine Drive chasing its prey. Lewis Foster has this report.
The charity says Atlantic bluefin tuna have been videoed and photographed occasionally in Manx waters since 2022. The species was all but wiped out in Britain in the 1960s due to commercial fishing. However, they're now making a dramatic comeback and re-establishing themselves in former hotspots all around the west of the British Isles. Well, on Sunday the 10th of August at around 11 o'clock in the morning, Pavel Garchinski and Brian Liggins spotted this particular tuna catching its prey off Marine Drive. Pavel has been telling me about that moment.
Did you even know it was what it was when you saw it?
No, I wasn't sure, but... We've been watching minke whales like 3 years ago, and there was one person with drone, and he took a photo of bluefin tuna with his drone that time. It was like 3 years ago, so yeah, they are around.
So tell us how it happened the other day.
Oh, we just like, you know, I came for a walk. I went for a walk to see what's going on, and it was quite a great day, but it was calm. And then we've seen something like, you know, breaching. I thought there were dolphins. We took some pictures, and... And well, there was dolphins, there was like bluefin tuna. It was me and Brian Liggins. He was with me, so we both have got like similar pictures.
The Whale and Dolphin Watch says Atlantic bluefin tuna average an adult length of 2.5 meters, but can reach a whopping 3.8 meters. They're said to be fast and efficient hunters, reaching speeds of 43 miles per hour and diving to a depth of 1,000 meters. Fishing for tuna without a license is illegal around the Isle of Man, as it is in most of Britain. Anyone who spots a tuna in the water is asked to report their sighting, and any two of dolphins, whales, porpoises and basking sharks.
Lewis Foster with that report. Thank you. Right, sport up next.
You're listening to the Isle of Man's quintessential daily news and current affairs roundup. Update on Manx Radio.
Now, a late double from substitute Joe Middleton saw FC Isle of Man claim their first win of the season in a 2-1 victory at Abbey Hay in the NWCFL Premier Division at the weekend. Speaking to FC Isle of Man's club media at full time, manager Paul Jones is hoping the result can be a catalyst for the rest of the campaign.
I thought the lads were, to a man, exceptional. I think we had lots of opportunities in the first half to stretch away from Abbey Hay and didn't quite finish our chances. And then second half, we kind of hung on at times. But then Joe came on the pitch in like two incredible calm finishes from a lad that maybe many people would be wondering why he's in the squad. But he gives everything all of the time. He's a fantastic asset to the group with his attitude, and he just showed he can win his football matches as well. So really happy. There's been lots of positives in the first four games, but obviously as a manager I can't talk about that too much when we're losing. I think we stepped up a gear a little bit and everybody put a proper shift in, and there was lots of good quality as well. So obviously I'm happy, and 3 points hopefully kind of like kicks us on a little bit. We spoke to them about the game and what we expected in terms of mindset and attitude, and it's us for the world, isn't it? Like it's us, the Isle of Man, versus people who have lots more resources, and let's just do our best. And if we've done our best, then we can hold our heads up high, and you know, win, lose or draw, we're in a good place. And I think at times maybe, you know, they try and do a little bit more, and their best is just what the team needs them to do, not necessarily what they can do all of the times. So that was the team talk. Give it a go. Like, free yourselves up, just go and play, go and enjoy yourselves, go and do the things that we're good at, and then when we don't have the ball, work hard and make sure you give them very few goal scoring opportunities. And I thought we did that, and I thought certainly going forward we looked a little bit more, as you say, fluid. And that's not because we've worked on loads, it's just a mindset, and hopefully the lads can keep that mindset in the weeks ahead.
FC Isle of Man manager Paul Jones there. Let's stay with sport, and we can say Fastamire to Darren Timpson.
Fastamire, the second qualifying session of the 2025 Manx Grand Prix, is due to take place this evening. Both the Junior Super Twin and Senior Super Sport classes are due to have time out on the Snaefell Mountain course tonight. Roads around the course are due to close at 6 p.m. before the Super Sport Senior machines head out first at 6:20 p.m. After that will be the Junior Super Twin competitors at 7:20 p.m. Roads will then reopen around the course no later than 9 p.m. In yesterday's opening qualifying, Chris Cook set the fastest pace at 117.731 miles per hour in the senior supersport class, just ahead of Jamie Williams, who posted a best of 116.959 miles per hour. Elsewhere, Isle of Man pro tennis player Billy Harris is beginning his US Open qualifying campaign today. The formerly Albany and Castletown competitor is currently facing James Trotter of Japan in the first round of the men's singles qualifying phase. Harris will be one of five British athletes involved across the men's and women's singles qualifiers for the Grand Slam event. Joining him in the men's singles is Dan Evans, Jay Clark, Johannes Munde, whilst Jody Burridge will be involved in the women's competition. Currently, Harris sits 151st in the ATP World Rankings, with his last three tournament appearances also coming in the USA. And a Manx athlete has won a triathlon in the Arctic Circle. Listed as an extreme triathlon, Dr. Richard Callow won the grueling event in just over 11 hours on Friday, 15th of August. Competitors were tasked with a 4km swim, 180km cycle and a 42km run, as well as battling two mountains in the Lofoten archipelago in Norway. After the race, Richard said, "It was a good challenge, but you don't usually have to climb two mountains twice when you run a marathon."
Good morning. Thank you very much for that, Darren. Now, it was around about this time during the TT that I asked you where the optimal place was to go and stand if you want to watch the TT. Where would you say that is for Manx Grand Prix?
Probably the same. I'd probably say the Craignabar.
Okay, so Craignabar is where you want to be if you want to, like, optimal viewing.
Yeah, you can see them coming down the hill really fast.
Fabulous. Well, that's it for Update this evening. Thanks very much to newsreader Siobhan Fletcher. On the way, Phil Gorm with Agenda. I'll be back with you tomorrow, same time. So until then, take care. Bye-bye for now.